Ian?
Yeah, hello, are you well?
I'm very well, how are you?
I'm alright, thanks. Was your train really annoying then?
It was really annoying, but then it was perked up by a young boy who seemed to know lots and lots about suspension bridges and the ins and the outs of the engineering on the tracks, which is pretty interesting.
Of course, yeah. So do you want to tell the kids this whole way they can find out it'll be on Twitter and YouTube and whatnot?
Oh, yeah, we're everywhere, yeah, omnipresent. We're hashtag outfit official. I don't know, you can find us on all the networks you care to mention.
Ooh, good sound. So in terms of the band name, do you consciously think of a band name that's going to be difficult to search for on Google?
No, not at all. The idea with the being called Outfit is that it's pretty much a blank canvas for us to use, so it kind of doesn't tell you that much about the band when you look at the name, which I quite like. It leaves us pretty open to doing whatever we want, so I like that. It's kind of like being called Band.
Yeah, the band or something. Yeah, that's
exactly. Although in terms of the internet, I mean, you actually can find us pretty easily. I think if you Google Outfit, our website comes up, I think, on the first page. So our page ranking is skyrocketing at the moment.
Nice, that's good. So in terms of tours and stuff, are you coming to Newcastle anytime soon?
We don't have a gig booked in Newcastle, which is a shame, actually, because I've been there twice and had an amazing time. But we're not coming there anytime soon. But I think at the end of the year, we're doing another tour, so we'll be back. Oh, cool. Sure. I sailed to Norway from Newcastle once. It was amazing.
Wow, that's a good one. Yeah.
That's the best place I've been.
It's a good city. I think it unfairly gets this kind of Geordie Shaw
sort of car, Desperate Scousewives as well, so course, you're not the only ones.
Yeah, you get linked in with that crap as well.
Yeah, we're all tainted with the same shit brush.
In terms of Liverpool, do you think it's a positive thing being from Liverpool in terms of music heritage and stuff?
For us? Yes, in many ways, I think that's true. And certainly, I don't know, maybe about 20 years ago now, Liverpool had quite like a booming music scene that was kind of like all based around stuff that was kind of quite forward thinking and quite experimental in its own way. I mean, even more recently, there's bands that I feel like we don't have much in common with musically, like the Coral and stuff, but I feel like they're great bands who are trying to do something different, something interesting. Sometimes Liverpool can be a bit kind of a bit insular and kind of and not really look to compete with the rest of the country or the rest of the world, which I think is a bit of a bummer, really, because I think there's a lot of very interesting stuff happening in Liverpool. Definitely very influential on us.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously, you know, the cliched kind of, oh, it's the home of the Beatles, all that palaver, but because obviously up north we've had in recent years we've had like the odd good bands, you know, like Maximo Park or something like that.
And a few Field Music.
Yeah,
so.
You know, Field Music features. I mean, Field Music is just down the road for me. It's great, but before that it was like Jimmy Nail and Lighthouse Family. You know.
Hey, listen, they did pretty well. Lighthouse Family were like, you know, one of my first tape cassettes.
Wow, bloody hell!
And actually, maybe you should cut that bit out.
Yeah, I'll let it. Don't worry.
Quite embarrassing.
You've got a rep to keep. Story,
it was that, and I think Mel C and Brian Adams. I also had some real bad stuff, real unclassic.
I don't know why I could be wrong in saying this, but when I've heard your music and just like the titles and stuff, I get a little bit of Manson. Is that wrong or
Manson? Interesting. I once I joined Britannia Music when I was like 13 or something. And it's one of those scams where you sign up thinking you're going to get a free CD, and then you just end up obliged to buy like 20 CDs a week or something. And Manson was one of the records I got. I really didn't get into it at all, but our keyboard player quite liked it, so maybe it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's well worth it being from Liverpool as well. They're from Chester, you know.
Oh, were they?
They were very kind of like they were seen as a Liverpool band, but you know.
Oh, were they? Not
obviously with some of your titles and interests and kind of. Because they had a good line in kind of weird kind of characters and kind of killers and transvestites and mad and religious stuff. And yeah, they were had a good interest in sort of fictional element to their work. So
maybe I'll have to give them a bit of a reappraisal.
Well, if I tell you one thing, it's the album Six, which is obviously based on the Prisoner, you know, in terms of the title.
Okay.
That album is just mental. It's brilliant, that's but it's got like Tom Baker appears on it as well. Another another Scouse legend, because obviously Elizabeth Sladen, who played Sarah Jane Smith and Doctor Who, was from Liverpool as well. So
God, there's so many connections here. I know. Spiderweb who.
So what music are you liking at the moment yourself then?
What have I been listening to? I've been really into that Sandro Perry album that was released towards the end of last year. He's a guy from Toronto. Seems to be a lot of music coming out of Toronto actually in the last 2 or 3 years, which has been really amazing. There's a couple of records I'm really eagerly anticipating this year as well, like new Dirty Projectors records meant to come out this year, which I have very high hopes for, because I've bought every single record they've ever done and loved every single one, so I'm looking forward to that. This record got reissued last year by this Italian composer called Roberto Cassiaplagia, which is amazing. It's this record he did with a American model called Anne Steele, and it's like this really like futuristic album which was recorded at the beginning of the 80s. It's all about like media and kind of like quite like kitsch stuff like that. It's like power pop stuff. It's really good. I'd recommend that, but it's kind of old.
Do you see yourself having peers in the music scene at the moment, or do you just see you doing what you do and that's it?
Well, it's funny because I think we get mentioned alongside a kind of quite distinct group of newish bands. And some of them are okay, but I feel absolutely nothing in common with any of them musically at all. I feel like we might as well be talking in a different language. It's not the same thing. I think it's perhaps going to be a surprise for some people when we release this EP, which is coming out in a couple of months, because I think it really shows quite a diverse sound to our band, which like a lot of other groups don't have at the moment. So whilst people might listen to Two Islands and then say, oh, if you like these, you know, go and listen to, I don't know, I won't name names, but I feel like we really don't have much in common with them. Where we're coming from and our intentions, I think, are very different to most new bands around at the moment.
So if you could have your pick of like a collaboration with any other band or artist, who would you like to collaborate with then?
It's a good idea. Well, actually, this is kind of an insular choice in some ways, but there's a band that we used to live with called X Easter Island Head, who do this amazing performance where they use electric guitars, but they play the bodies of the guitars with hammers. And then they have like 3 or 4 guitars that are all going through these amps, which are really, really specifically tuned. And they kind of make this like minimalist, weird, droney kind of, almost like dance music, but without any beats. And we've often talked about collaborating with them. And in fact, a couple of members of Outfit, like Nick, our guitarist, used to play with them. Tom's played with them before back in Liverpool. So I'd be keen to do something with them because I think they're really forward-thinking, very interesting music. In terms of other people, I don't know. I could just name like huge, huge, big acts like Radiohead. We should do an album with Radiohead, but it's not going to happen. I probably shouldn't. So. Silly.
Have you ever done any remix for anyone?
We have actually done a couple recently. One which just got rejected, actually, which is pretty cool because it was too amazing. And then we did one for an American band called Feathers, who I'm not sure if they've really released any stuff yet. They're a kind of like new-ish electro-gothy kind of band from Texas. So we did a remix for them, which I'm really happy with. But I'm not sure when it's getting released. But we love doing that. It's really fun.
Yeah, it's good, isn't it? If you could have a cameo on any sitcom, you just appear in the background sort of thing, which sitcom would you like to appear in?
Without a doubt, Trailer Park Boys. It's Canadian, like kind of white trash, low budget comedy series that's based around these low lives who don't get anything done, just try and like fuck the system all the time, and it's really, really charming. That or Seinfeld or Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Oh, yeah.
or Arrested Development.
Yeah, I'm happy about Arrested Development coming back as well.
I know, yeah, the ukulele starts up and it's back in.
I can't wait. It's going to be very interesting to see, because I'm sure it'll be as good as ever. You know, there's talk about a film as well. So.
Oh, really? Is that so?
Yeah.
There was talk of an Angry Birds film a couple of years ago, though, and it never happened, so don't hold your breath.
No, of course. Got a couple more questions for you. If you opened up your own club night, you might have already done this, but if you opened up your own club night, what music would you play and what would you call it?
We have already done this a few times in our past. So now, though, if we're going to do it now, what would we call it? We'd call the night Dialect. We'd play only minimal synth and cold wave tracks from 1981 to spring 1982. That'd be it. No drinks, no phones, and no clothes.
I like your strict policies.
Yeah, well, it's quite an uptight club, to be honest. Yeah, we're not that easy going.
Did you ever see a documentary that went on the BBC called Synth Britannia?
Yeah, I did actually. I saw some episodes of that. They had actually a really good series of like documentaries on. Was it a year ago or 2 years ago? They had like all those prog programs as well. It was amazing. Yeah, BBC, I don't know. They can't go wrong, really. They did commission a lot of good stuff. It's cool.
And the final question is just very general. What's the plans next for the band then in terms of releases and tours and whatnot?
Well, we have an EP which we are currently completing. That's actually why I'm back up in Liverpool, because we're mastering some stuff tomorrow. So that's going to be coming out on this label called Sounds of Sweet Nothing, which is a London-based label. They're releasing it in the beginning of April. And it's called Another Night's Dreams Reach Earth Again. And then after that, well, we're going to tour in a couple of weeks. In fact, in 1 week, starts next Saturday. And then we're going to turn our attention, I guess, to doing an album, sort of summerish, doing a few festivals and things like that. But we're not going gig crazy just yet, because we kind of want to hop back until we've done an album. And we've had lots of other boring shit to do recently, so we haven't had as much time as we'd like to just play and plot and get our shit together. So we're going to do that. I'd like to just play in a room for about 4 months after this EP is released, which I hope we'll get to do. So yeah, playing, writing lots of new music, and an album by the end of the year, maybe.
All right, cool. Well, good luck with that, and I'll drop you a line when this podcast comes out, and you have a good night. All right.
All right. Cheers, Ian.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.